Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, good afternoon, good evening, good night to my international watchers, Grand Rising, Rich Rising, to all of my Americanos out there. Happy Friday, you guys. It is June 24th. Ooh, I'm 2 months away from my birthday. But I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are just having a great morning. Shout out to all my 555 Transformers. Man, we had closed out another session yesterday, and I'm so sad because I already miss them so much. Our 555 Transformation is my 5-week coaching program where 5 individuals come together for group coaching. Super impactful, super powerful, and they're complete. So I have a second round that have graduated, and it feels amazing. So if you want to be a part of the next 555 Transformation, you want more information, click the link down below and schedule your 30-minute free session. There's only 2 spots left, and it starts June 30th. So if you want to be a part of that next group, there's only 2 slots left, y'all. So make your, you know, get your appointments in so you can lock your slot down, or else you're going to miss out. Because once it's full, it's full. I don't do that where I'm going to open it up to, no. There's 5 people for a reason, because it's so intimate. You get very, very personal with a lot of things in your life. So we want to make sure that the group is safe and secure. And I'm going to miss my second group so much, just like I missed my first group. So if you guys are interested, go ahead and click the link below there. And also, I dropped a vlog yesterday. So the weekend before last, or last weekend, I don't remember, I hosted an event and I did an interview. And if you guys want to meet my honey, that vlog is up now on my YouTube channel. So right after Morning Motivation, you guys go check that out, run the numbers up, go ahead and thumbs it up, share it and all of the good stuff, and thumbs up Morning Motivation every time you enter the studio. It really, really helps me, the YouTube algorithm and all of that. And if you guys are listening on my podcast, go ahead and make sure that you rate the podcast for me. And that would just help me out so much. So in today's topic, we are going to talk about perspective and how if we shift our perspective, how much our lives would change. You know, yesterday we talked about being grateful, and we talked about when life is disappointing. Now we're going to talk about a little bit more mindset today, kind of caveating off of yesterday's conversation. And I'm super excited to dive into that. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and do our morning prayer, and we're going to go ahead and do the shout out. So if you are new, it's your first time watching, go ahead and let me know where you're watching from. If you guys want a good morning shout out, go ahead and load up the comments. Okay. If you are not spiritual or religious, it is totally okay. If you do not subscribe to the Christian faith, it doesn't matter. You are still welcome here. Please be a part of the Morning Motivation. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up for another day. Thank you for allowing us to have another day on this earth to do the things that are pleasing in your sight. Allow you to speak to your children through me, whatever they need to hear. Let the conversation be molded and go in which way you need it to go. Please fill up their cups and allow them to know that you are theirs, and that you're never without them, that you're always by their side. And order their steps and do the things that are pleasing in your sight. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. And if anybody wonders why we say to do the things that are pleasing in your sight, is like we want to honor God as much as possible in whatever way he has sent us here to honor him. And everybody's mission is different, so it's going to look different for everybody. I just wanted to throw that out there just in case anybody ever wanted to know that. All right. So good morning, LJ's world. Hey, you're new. Good morning. Good morning, Destiny. Happy Friday. Good morning, Aisha. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Edwan. Happy Fish Friday. Fish Fry Friday. I ain't never heard of that, Edwan. Fish Fry Friday. Good morning, Cooking with Raw, TGIF, Grand Rising, Rich Rising, Ashley. Happy Friday. Yes, we made it. Good afternoon, Nana. Good morning, Turquoise. Happy Friday. Good morning, She Amber. Happy Friday. Good morning, Melanin Honey. Good morning, Kiki. Good morning. Grand Rising, Kiki. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Dane Dion. Good morning, Melindy. I hope you are feeling better. I hope you are well. Thank you for being a part. We always give you your shout outs here. So good morning. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Charlene. Hey, Percy, how you doing? I'm so happy you guys are in good spirits. I'm so happy you guys are well. Again, good afternoon and good evening to my international watchers. Thank you for watching all over the globe. Every time you guys tell me where you're watching from the Philippines, from South Africa, from Europe, you know, that it just blows my mind. So I really appreciate you guys being here. And thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are amazing. All right. So in today's topic, we're going to talk about perspective. Yesterday, we did a little deep dive into, you know, just being thankful for all the things that God has blessed us with, being thankful for, you know, not really taking our lives for granted. And it's interesting because when life feels disappointing, when life feels like, man, things aren't right or stuff isn't going right or this person did me wrong. And not talking about childhood trauma was out of our control. So I'm not saying anything that happened to us in our past. I'm talking about current, present, and future and beyond, right? When we are faced with adversity, when we're faced when things aren't going as according to plan, or people harm us or do us wrong, I really want to challenge everybody, and this has been helping me tremendously, challenge your perspective on the situation. You know, because a lot of times, especially as women, I'm just gonna, you know, I hate to be like that, but we can be very emotional and not in a negative way, but where we allow our emotions to override the truth. You know, there's always two sides to things. There's facts and then there's feelings. You can get your feelings hurt tremendously off of somebody being honest or off of a situation, and you know, it make you change your whole perspective. And that can be in a relationship conversation. That can be with a family conversation, even vice versa. You can be telling somebody the truth and standing up for yourself and setting boundaries, saying, you know what, that doesn't sit well with me. That doesn't serve me. That doesn't really do it for me. And they can feel some type of way, which can challenge the relationship, which can, you know, rock the relationship and sometimes even split people up or give them, you know, make you have distance. And we all can be very emotional, and it doesn't change with age. This is what I want a lot of people to know, because there are a lot of adults out there operating in an immature nature when it comes to their emotions, when it comes to just how they operate in the world. You know, that's why a lot of fights still happen. That's why a whole lot of shooting and killing still happens, because there are a lot of adults that are still operating in their wounded child when it comes to their emotions. They don't know how to articulate themselves. They don't even know how to process their own emotions. They don't know how to differentiate being hurt, sad, disappointed, overwhelmed, exhausted. You know, there's different emotions, but due to our upbringing, and this is why I want to challenge us people of color, not to always result in whooping children, and not always resulting to how some of us were raised, where, you know, the kid doesn't have an opinion, or they don't have, you know, they can't say and express how they feel, because the lack of expression when we were children, like when you're a child and you don't know something, that's when you're learning how to operate as an adult. That's how you're learning how to operate in the world. And a lot of us did not get that grace to learn how to operate. Then when we turn 18, it's like, all right, go off, be good people in the world, bye. And now we're grown-ups and grown adults with all of these emotions that we don't know how to manage. We don't know how to work through, talk through. We can't rationally sit down and differentiate between, okay, this is just an emotion and these are facts. This is how I move around the world. These are facts. So we have a whole lot of adults out here throwing adult temper tantrums, you know, not understanding how their emotions operate and they move. So it's not a horrible thing, but it's on us now as adults to go back and fix those childhood traumas or the things that we didn't learn as children, you know, learning how to articulate your emotions, especially men too, because women may be overly emotional, right? And I'm speaking very in general. Every woman is not like that. Some women don't have as many emotions as others. You know, it's just, you know, I'm projecting for me. But men, on the other hand, because your emotions have been shut down since childhood, like, don't cry, don't do this, don't do that, da, 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 and you guys have been pigeonholed and boxed in with only being able to express anger, or the only time y'all are allowed to express emotion is on the basketball court or through sports, which I think is so weird. Nonetheless, a lot of men are out here not being able to operate and understand their emotions. Like, they malfunction because they've never had the opportunity to express themselves, to cry, to have any other emotion besides anger. And, you know, there's a whole lot of lack of love and all of those things. So as we get older and we understand, okay, this is an area that I'm not so great in. This is an area that needs work. This is an area, good morning, that needs healing. Because if we weren't taught these things as children, which most people of color, let's keep it real, especially our parents and our grandparents and the other generation, we weren't, because trickled down from slavery, you know, we didn't have that luxury to be able to express how we felt. A lot of people didn't care how Black people felt. But now that we're in a different time, we have to, one, acknowledge our emotions and acknowledge and kind of sort those things out as an adult. Because no matter how old you get, if you don't ever deal with it, if you don't ever heal from it, if you don't ever learn those skills, you're just going to continue to be an older adult with mismanaged emotions or lack thereof, or not enough emotional intelligence. So I did want to say that. But it's all about perspective. So we have to differentiate. Oh, I'm choking on my words. We have to differentiate the difference between how we feel and what's fact. And a lot of times, if we get swept up all the time in our emotions, so I told the group yesterday, our feelings, or I told y'all yesterday, our feelings are always temporary. Whether you're angry, sad, hurt, disappointed, heartbroken, all of those emotions are always temporary. They never last. Look at even excitement, even happiness, even you know, joy. A lot of those things can be very, very temporary and very fickle. That's why it's very important not to operate as much as we can. We're human, right? But as much as we can, not operate in that state of how you feel. Because if you only operate in how you feel, you're never going to be consistent with your life. There's going to be days where you have to do something you don't feel like doing. You know, and I think parents know this more than anybody. When you're a parent, it don't matter how you feel. You have to be a parent. You know, if you have responsibilities, it doesn't matter how you feel. You have to take care of X, Y, and Z. But I don't only want us to manage our emotions when we have to, right? We shouldn't only manage our emotions when we have to go to work, or when we have to be parents, or we have to show up for whatever. We want to manage our emotions at every point. We want to be able to check ourselves and be like, you know what, look, this is how I feel right now. Let me separate my feelings from fact. Let me look at all of the facts and all of the evidence, what's going on in this situation. And let me choose a good perspective to have. I'll give you guys a perfect example. Good morning. I'll give you guys a perfect example. So gas prices are going up, right? Now, one perspective is, man, gas prices are going up, man, the dang government, man, I hate this. Why do they always do this to us? Man, they want to keep us down. I'm never going to be able to go nowhere. Man, I should see. That's why I'm going to get a Tesla. But man, I can't afford a Tesla. Man, right? That's one perspective. Another perspective is, gas prices are going up again. They've done this before. So maybe they'll go down. Maybe they won't. What can I do to make sure that I'm not wasting my resources and wasting gas? Now I have to be a little bit more conscious of where I go and how I spend my money. Or, you know, I can't just joyride or let me see if I could take another route to work, or let me see if my job will allow me to work from home a couple days of the week. Okay. You see the difference between the victim mentality and having a perspective of being proactive in it? Good morning. I want you all, and not even want you all, just food for thought. Changing our perspectives on any situation will change our outcome, and it change how we feel and initially change how we react to things. And this takes practice. This is not something that comes naturally. This is something that you did genuinely have to stop yourself and do a little recalibration of your mind. Now, some people are just naturally optimistic, right? Some people are naturally able to see the silver lining. And that's great perspective to have. But most people operate in default, which is the negative frequency and the negative vibration that we talked about before. And that's just human nature, because our bodies and our minds, it's natural. Your mind does not want you to do anything that's uncomfortable for you. Back in the heyday, caveman days, our brains were programmed to keep us safe. Our brains were programmed to sense danger, give us flight or fight, right? Where we either run for the hills or we stay in there and fight, and we stay in there and make something happen. So our brains are programmed to not want us to like have any type of pain, suffering, anything. That's why it's so daunting and hard at times to do the things that we know we need to do, but we don't want to do. Because your brain is like, nah, why we gotta, no, chill out. We don't need to do that. No, you don't wanna, what you really wanna do is sit on this couch. What you really wanna do is watch TV. What you really wanna do is scroll on social media a little bit, because it feels like our brains are programmed to go to things that make us feel good. That's why a lot of people have food addictions. And I mean, it's a little deeper than that, but sugar addictions, because sugar gives us dopamine. That's why social media, the scrolling is so addictive, because it gives us endorphins and dopamine hits and all of these things. That's why holding a brand new baby and seeing babies, that's why like people get baby fever, because your brain goes, ooh, I want to smell that. I want to touch that. Sounds so bad. I'm in a baby. Baby smells are intoxicating. It's something about it, right? It gives our brains all these sensory things. That's why it can be a struggle to go to the gym, right? But once you're done with the gym, you're like, oh, because your brain also gives you dopamine hits when you've accomplished your goals. But it's that in-between part, right? It's the actually doing part that can be the most challenging, because your brain innately, this is by design, right? We just don't have the same things that we used to deal with back in the caveman days and things like that. We're a whole different species now. We don't have all of those. Like, we don't have to worry about a saber-toothed tiger coming up and all of that stuff back then, right? Now our challenges are a lot more civilized and a lot more self-inflicted. So our brains are naturally not going to want to do about 80% of the things that we need to do to progress, to be better people, to get to our goals and accomplish the things that we need to accomplish. So it's up to you to not allow your brain to go into default, because it's a computer, right? If you turn a computer on and you just let it sit, it's going to naturally just shut itself down if you have it on the settings. Or you can go in and change the settings to allow your computer to keep running and operating without you being there. Our brains are kind of the same thing. It's a natural operating system. So if we don't go in there and reprogram what's already naturally in us to keep us alive, that's it. Not to make more money, not to be happy, not to, you know, just to keep us alive, then we're going to naturally fall into the default of, I don't want to, this sucks, this is trash, man, why do I got to keep doing this? I'd rather be doing something else. I don't like, I don't want, you know, and our brains already go into a natural state of default, which is normally negative. So we have to work overtime to change our perspective, to have a different perspective on the world, to have a different perspective on our lives and what we see and what we want. And it's all about perspective. So we can look at things and say, dang, this sucks. Or let me get a good example. What's a good example of what's going on? The recession. We can look at the recession and be in fear. We can look at the recession and start making crazy moves and assumptions and all of these things, right? Or we can look at it in fact and say, you know what? The world has been here before. We've gotten through it before. Do I have to possibly move some things around? Yes, but I'll survive. And where is the opportunity in this? You know, when you have a more proactive approach and a more proactive mind when it comes to life in the world, you can see things more clear and then you're in charge. Instead of things happening to you, you're making things happen. There's a whole different shift that goes on just by changing your perspective. You know, the guy leaves you or he cheats, it may hurt, right? Those are the emotions. It may sting, you may be heartbroken, you may be disappointed, you may feel betrayed. All of those emotions are valid and you should feel those things, right? Because you're a human being and you're allowed to have your experience. But sitting in that too long can cause resentment, can cause a more negativity than positivity. Then after you've healed from that hurt and that pain and given that person that human perspective, you can then switch your brain and say, you know what? I rather had known now before I married that person, before I had children with that person, before I was tied to that person for the rest of my life. You know, and some people aren't that lucky to just cut ties with people, you know, solely like that. But perspective is everything. You know, we talked about, and I'm not going to dig too much into it because this is somebody's business, but childhood trauma. You know, I used to resent my mom and my father growing up because in college, I was like, man, y'all didn't do what I think that y'all should have done for me. I don't think that you guys showed up as parents the way I wanted you to show up. I don't think that I had all these emotions for my parents, right? But one day I changed my perspective. I put myself in their shoes at their age, at what was going on at the time. Cause you know, 30 years ago, 33 years ago was a very different time. You know, everybody's having kids out of wedlock. That wasn't so hot back then, you know, and my mom being 18, and my dad being married and all of these things, I just kind of put myself in their shoes and it gave me a whole different perspective. And I was like, wow, although she may not have done it the way I thought she should have, there was no way I could have had a kid at 19. There's no way I could have went through all that and still been sane to even take care of myself or my, and I kind of just took myself out of the situation. And not to make excuses for people, because, you know, a lot of people, well, they shouldn't. Well, you know, everybody's human and they're having their own human experience. And I put myself in their shoes and I'm like, even though I didn't like what happened, they really did do the best that they could. And it released and relieved all of this pent up resentment, anger, frustration from my parents. And I was allowed to see them as human beings. You know, not to say that we should, I even feel for people who are, I hate to say this, racist, or they have a really jacked up view in society because they were programmed to be that way. So that means everybody in your family thought that nasty way. And not to give them too much grace, but I can be like, I just can empathize with people a lot because I try to put myself in their shoes and it gives me a different perspective. And again, not to go, oh, it's okay. Not to have that type of, you know, we're not going to wipe away the things that people have done. Absolutely not. Everybody should be held accountable for their actions and the things that they've done to other people. But what I'm saying is when you can pause, change your perspective, it releases you from having a lot of these pent up emotions, anger, or resentment towards people, because you can now put yourself in their shoes and have a different outlook. And I challenge you all to do that with your own lives. You know, forgive yourself. Okay, so you didn't do what you were supposed to do at 21. Okay, you got knocked up earlier. Okay, you dropped out of school. Man, we had to do a whole lot and had a whole lot of responsibility at a very young age for some of us, right? Forgive your younger self. You did the best you could with what you knew how to do. Now that you're in a space right now, you can change your life and move forward. You know, a lot of us are stuck in the past and what we didn't do or what we should have done. Or no, you did what you thought was best at the time, right, wrong, or indifferent. You made that decision for whatever reason, you know, and the only reason you feel that you would have done something different now is because you're older and you're wiser. So you have to forgive your younger self. You have to forgive your parents. You have to forgive only for the sole purpose of you being whole, healed, and you can move forward and do the things that are best for you. Now, depending on the trauma level, forgiveness and healing and all that will take time on your time because everybody has gone through different stuff. Some people, their situation was way more toxic, heartbreaking, dramatic, and everything. So that's up to you. When I say, you know, forgive and move on, that's totally on your time. Like I said, everybody's situation was different. Everybody had a different perspective on life and what they've had to go through. So you do that on your time. But changing our perspectives now can allow us to move forward in a more peaceful way than anything. Christ Alone 89 says, what is your name, sir? Yeah, I had to get rid of TikTok. Way too addictive. I'm going to spend so much time on social media. And the thing is, if you don't delete the apps, you'll find yourself going back to the apps just naturally. But it gives you a dopamine hit. And now the content is shorter. We consume more in a short period of time, or what seems short, but we may even spend more time on it. Melinda says, very true. Emotional reasoning is an unhealthy thinking pattern. Cognitive distortion when assuming that because we feel a certain way, we think it must be true. Love this. Very intelligent. Thank you for saying this. Very true. Our emotions aren't always facts. You know, how we feel about certain things aren't always facts. You know, my niece, we tell her not to do something. She folds her arm and goes, that's not fair. You know, so we have to really separate our emotions from facts because it can be very different. Melinda also says, I definitely struggle with breaking that thinking pattern sometimes. And it's not natural. It takes practice, like with anything. But the more we practice it, the more we bring it to light, the more we operate in, okay, let me stop. All right, how do you feel, self? You're talking to yourself. How do I feel? Okay, this is how I feel, okay? Give me more words. Always search for more words. Always search for just more than the basics of sad and look. Let me look up a synonym for anger or sadness. Let's look that up because this can be easier said than done. Synonyms for being mad. Let's see. Of course, angry comes up, but 59 synonyms comes up for anger. Let's see. We got annoyed. That's a good one because you can be easily annoyed. Bitter. Exasperated. Furious. Heated. Impassioned. I've never heard that one before. Ignorant. Okay, so another. So the antonyms are calm, happy, mild, peaceful, pleased, collected. There's so many different words. And I want people to start expanding their vocabulary when it comes to emotions, because sometimes we just go back to the default: depression, sadness, hurt. You know what I mean? Sometimes people only use a few words to truly express how we feel. So I want us to be able to have a plethora of tools and plethora of words that we can grasp, so we really know how we truly feel, not just go back to the default. Oh, I'm pissed. I'm mad. Are you mad or are you disappointed? I'm tired. Are you tired or are you overwhelmed? Are you tired or are you exhausted? Because tired and exhausted are two different stages. You know what I mean? So going in our toolkit and really expanding our vocabulary on our emotions is extremely helpful because they have different meanings. Although they're around the same, they're in the same bubble, in the same box, they have different meanings, and giving those emotions labels will allow you to know how to manage it. Because say if you say, Brittany, how are you feeling? Man, I'm so tired. Okay, well, just go take a nap or go to bed. Or that might not be what you need. You might be exhausted where you need a break. Do you understand? See, there's a difference there. So we want to make sure that we give ourselves a lot of emotional tools and words so that we can differentiate the type of feelings that we truly have. Melindy also says, she already read this. But yeah, everybody has to be aware. We have to put in the effort and the work to change our perspective. It's not going to come naturally. Everything that we have to do for ourselves to be happy and whole human beings take work, and it's worth it, but it's not easy. Like, healing is not a beautiful thing. It's beautiful when you're done. It's beautiful. Like, oh, that was a doozy, but healing and healing childhood trauma and changing your perspective and changing your mentality about things are not easy. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of tears, a lot of unpacking the baggage. Remember, we talk about our emotional trunks. For those of you who are new, I always talk about, and the trunk analogy comes from carrying around baggage, right? And a lot of times when we don't deal with the baggage that we have in our life, because everybody has something, but the key is to not carry around an emotional trunk, but to unpack it so that we only have our little carry-on. Because I always tell people, if you want to have a healthy emotional life, right, then look at your life, especially your relationship lives, your love life, as a two-seater sports car, a little small two-seater sports car. It could be electric. It can be a roadster. It can be a Porsche. It could be whatever in your mind that you want it to be. Always see this little cute two-seater, like Miata, little two-door, you know, little trunk space, all of that, right? Two-seater cars can only fit carry-on luggage. Two bags, mostly max. Two. They can't carry a whole lot of groceries. They can't pack up the trunk with a whole lot of stuff. Or else one, if your trunk is open, it looks crazy. Or you're tying a trunk on top of the car, you can't even enjoy your sports car. So if we look at our lives as, okay, my emotions are a two-seater sports car, let me make sure that I take care and unpack all this baggage so that I can ride around comfortable and look cute. Because there's nothing cute about a big old Louis Vuitton trunk. I don't care how pretty the trunk is. Ain't nothing cute about a Louis Vuitton trunk on top of a car strapped up. Y'all ever seen, what is that movie? Something, something, Roscoe, Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. I don't really care for that movie too much, but, at the end of the movie, he drops off his ex-fiance at the airport, and she's running after this tiny little car, right? She's running after this tiny little car, and she goes, "What about my luggage?" And he unstraps this all this pretty red and Louis Vuitton luggage off the trunk, and it falls off, right? Or if y'all haven't seen that movie, Coming to America, when they show up to America and they have all these Louis Vuitton trunks and cars and all of this, and they got the stuff coming out the back of the taxi strapped to the top of the car, and they run around Queens with all of this baggage, all of this luggage, right? And a lot of us are rolling around with a whole lot of baggage and luggage from past relationships, from childhood trauma, from, you know, disappointment, resentment, all of this stuff, and we're riding around with it on our cars. And so what I do is I say, I challenge everybody, take those bags down, open those bags up and unpack that stuff, heal. The unpacking is the heal. Even if you do it mentally, go inside your mind, go inside your heart, go inside whatever crevice of you that still needs to heal and unpack that. And that's therapy. That's talking about it. That's dealing with it. Because if not, you're just going to be riding around that pretty little car, which is your heart and your soul, with these bags strapped to it. No room for nobody else. You can't even enjoy the ride. But when you take those baggage down, you unpack that baggage, now you can ride pretty. Now you can sit down with your glasses on, with the top down, and have a good old time, because you only got a little carry-on in the trunk. You feel lighter, you feel happier, you feel blissful. So with that analogy, allows you to see, how much baggage am I really carrying around? You know, nobody wants to be the bag. Ain't nothing cute about a little car with all this baggage on it. And that's what happens when we don't deal with ourselves, when we don't deal with our emotions, when we don't deal with changing our perspective. You know, some of us are so angry and so hurt that we rather just hold on to it and carry it around. But it's not doing anything but hurting your car. The other cars are zooming by, having a good old time. Even the cars that you got the baggage from. Even the people that you got the baggage from, they're riding around, living their lives and, you know, hair blown in the wind. And you up here struggling with your little two-seater trying to carry all this baggage up a hill. And you got to do it for yourself in your own time. But it's important. Okay, Jason, thank you. Unlearning negative thinking is such a process, absolutely, but you can do it and it benefits you more than anything. Boss Bree TV says, I'm learning to take criticism and not think everyone is out to get me. Ooh. I love that, because we walk around thinking everybody's a hater. No, maybe somebody just wants to really help you. You know, everybody isn't out to get us. I love that. This is a hard one. Gotta change our perspective. Good morning, Michael. Ashley, healing is very hard and not pretty at all. It's not. There's nothing cute about it. There's nothing cute. Have y'all ever went on a long trip and had to unpack your bags? Ain't nothing fun about unpacking your bags. Ain't nothing fun about going to therapy. Ain't nothing fun about healing. Ain't nothing fun about, you know, going and working out. Well, for some people, it is fun. It's not fun eating healthy. It's fun eating all the junk. It's fun eating the ice cream. It's fun cussing people out and doing all that. I'm a tell. It's fun gossiping. You know, but all that stuff does is just bring us down. It might feel good in the moment, but it brings us down vibrationally. But what brings us up vibrationally is the hard work, is the unpacking the baggage, is the healing, is taking those bags off that car, right? Is keeping our mouths closed when we want to go, going high when they go low. You know, it might not feel good in the moment, but you're always more proud of yourself in the end. What feels good in the moment is, you know, and not to say that you should be a doormat and not set boundaries and stick up for yourself. Absolutely not. You definitely should. But what does feel good is after you go to the gym and you're like, you know what, I got a good workout in. I feel good about myself. What does feel good is accomplishing your goals. But the in-between, the doings of the need to be done is not fun at all. Good morning, Norma. No worries. Yes, glad you made it. So let me go. I was listening to Oprah, the godmother herself, and she had a few things to say about a topic that I felt was very helpful to us, and I wanted to share it with you guys. And she said, the number one thing that we are here to do is to reach the highest versions of ourselves, not to become the most wealthy. Well, that might be a part of it, actually. Let's keep that in there. Ain't nothing wrong with being wealthy. Let's keep that over there. Becoming the highest versions of ourselves. We're here to fulfill the highest versions of ourselves. And there's no way we can't do that if we don't change our perspective, if we don't get a more positive outlook in the way we move out in the world, right? So what is that for you? What is that for you? Who are you? Who is the highest? We talk about this in the 555 transformation too. We do a real deep dive into self being our first week. But who are you? Who are you and what do you want? And knowing this and creating the highest versions of ourselves is imperative to have a game plan. Have a game plan. She used this analogy, but I like to use it too because it's exactly how I feel. You ever been dating somebody and they just want to see how things go? They don't have a plan. You're like, oh, well, why are you dating? And they're just like, just going with the flow. I'm just having fun. That never sat well with me because I always felt like you want me to get in your emotional vehicle with you and just ride. As expensive gas is, you just want me to just ride. You just want me to just be in the car with no destination. We're not putting on the GPS. We just out here trying to just figure it out. You want me to just ride around with you. And I never liked it. And she said something that validated how I felt was that I don't have time to waste just figuring things out. Either you know what you want or you don't. And there's nothing wrong if you haven't made it there yet. It's okay if you don't know what you want. But because I know what I want, I need to get in a car with somebody who actually knows where they want to go so we can be going in the same direction. Because I don't have time to just be riding around with you getting lost trying to figure it out by just seeing how things go and going with the flow. Now, there is a point of dating where you do just have a little fun and just see if you like that person. But for me, there's intention is always important, right? What are your intentions? Like, why are we just riding around? Is it to go like be inspired by big houses, or are we just riding around just wasting gas? You know, and I love using that analogy, but it's very true. And it's okay that you may want a destination. You may want some GPS coordinates so you know exactly where you're going. Women, don't get into the mindset that you have to go with what every guy wants you to go with. You may not be a go with the flow type of woman, and that's okay. You just find somebody else that has other intentions and you let him find a go with the flow type of woman, because there are some women out there who don't care. That's for them. They need to match with who you're matching with. But who are you? Where are you going? What do you want? What's the highest version of yourself? You know, only you can discover that. And that takes work. It doesn't just come. You're not born and then God gives you a manual and say, hey, here you go. Here's your purpose. And you go, oh, wow, here. Wow. Chapter 5. It don't work like that. You have to go search for it. He's planted it deep in here, deep, deep, deep down in here. And it's up to you to go inward to find it, because you're not going to find it outwardly. You're not going to find it watching other people's lives. You're not going to find it by trying to do what somebody else has done, selling the product somebody else has done, starting the business somebody else has done. You know, oh, that person's a good singer, I'm going to try to sing. It's okay to be inspired by people, but you're never going to find your purpose outward, because everybody's purpose is different. So you have to go inward. He buried it deep down in here. So you have to do some internal work to go pull it out and discover it. Y'all remember when we were kids? I don't know why this analogy came up in my mind, or this example. Remember when we were kids? And for those of you who watch Nickelodeon, remember that show Double Dare? Y'all remember that show? Where they would have to go find the flags in the green slime. And sometimes it was like buried and stuff, and they had to like dig. Sometimes it was up like a big old nose. And I don't know why that analogy popped into my head, but you have to go dig. You have to go trench through the slime. It's not a good analogy at all, but you have to go trench through to go find your purpose. It's not always so black and white. Some people are just born knowing, boom, this is why I'm here. And some of us have to like, okay, that ain't it. It ain't over there. Let me go. Okay. It ain't over there. And sometimes we have to try a few things until it clicks. Thank you, Norma. I don't feel crazy. But those kids used to have to go dig in the green slime to find those red flags. So you have to dig for it. So knowing what you want and who you are is the roadmap to your highest self. Your highest self, not what your parents want your highest self to be, not what your grandparents want, not what your coworker wants, not what your boss wants, what you and God want. That's why that relationship is super key, because without it, it's very hard to make sure that you're on the right path. Without having that relationship with God, and to each their own, everybody's different. Everybody has their own spiritual walk. Some people don't believe. That's cool. But for my believers out there, it's a little easier, in my personal opinion, to have that connection. I could be wrong. I don't know. But it's a lot easier when you have that connection, when you have that source to navigate. I would have been giving up without mine, but everybody's, you know, different. All right. So the next one is, how can you be more of service? So service and significance equals success, right? There's a lot of things that we can do for money. You know, if half of us wanted to make just money, all you gotta do is take off your clothes now and go start an OnlyFans. That's easy. But the way you go about making money is the pivotal part. You know, the way with your integrity, with, you know, doing the right thing, being of service. How can you be more of service to the world? Because there is no point. You can make a whole lot of money and still feel empty. You can do a whole lot of stuff and feel purposeless. Everybody was always like, I don't feel like there's any purpose here. A lot of people have, you know, made a lot of money and quit their job or were depressed or, you know, committed suicide and things like that because they didn't, you know, and I don't know why, so I don't want to speak on anybody who's taken their lives, but a lot of people are missing purpose for being here. And to me, the only way you get to the purpose is by asking your creator, what am I here for? But she said that service plus the significance of your service equals success. Because you can be of service. You can be of service and not give good service. You can give crappy service. That's why we got crappy customer service nowadays. Because you can give service and it not be significant. But she said service plus significance equals success. And this is one that's key, is to always do the right thing. Always do the right thing. And I really think doing the right thing is why my karma is so great. You know, we talked about before is not seeking revenge. Let God handle that. Don't worry. Don't mess up your karma trying to get people back, trying to cheat back, trying to be a sneaky link. Like all these things that are socially acceptable nowadays are going to cause a whole lot of people a lot of heartbreak. All of this acceptance of sneaking around and cheating and being a foul person. Men, I don't care if society says it's okay for you to go be with a whole bunch of women. You're never going to be at peace. Ladies, I don't care what he's done to you, cheating back, you're never going to be at peace because you disrupt your karma. God doesn't give you a pass because somebody did it to you first. You now entered, now you're on the same level they're on. Now you've evened the playing field and both y'all got karma coming your way. You know, always doing the right thing, even when it's hard. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. I'm going to do what they did to me. I'm going to show them. Why mess up your karma that way? Is my life perfect? Not at all. Stuff still happens to me. I'm not saying when you do the right thing all the time that nothing bad is ever going to happen to you. But I look at some people's lives now and I'm like, you wonder why you're not at peace. You wonder why you can't keep, you know, something solid. You wonder why. And it's because of how they treat people, not just treating the people that are good to you good. Treating strangers well, being courteous and kind to people that owe you nothing. You know, being nice to the valet, being nice to the person that's mopping the floor, giving a smile to a stranger, you know, acknowledging the homeless. I know it's easy to be like, don't look at them. It's okay to smile. You might not have the money. You can be like, no, I don't have it right now. You know, nobody, I always say this, nobody's better than anybody, but a lot of people are walking around the earth acting like they stuff don't stink. No matter what you do when you go in the bathroom, you know, that's why Andre 3000, they made that song, Roses Really Smell Like. We talked about that. You know, you can think you're high and mighty, but at the end of the day, everybody's the same. In God's eyes, we are all the same, from a wealthy person to a poor person. Or a person less fortunate, I want to say. A person who has a lot and doesn't have a lot. From a person who has, that's a CEO to the person that's mopping the floor. That's changing the sheets. You know, how dare you be rude to God's child because they have a different job than you. You know, especially Americans. Some people can get real, real, you know. I'm sure anybody in service-based business, when they come around, it's just like, got to deal with them. Like, really pay attention to how you treat his children, because he's watching and he don't play about his kids. He does not play about his kids. But anytime somebody does anything to you, God got that. Always try to do the right thing, because even if you don't see it, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. It just does. So don't worry about cheating back. Don't worry about, I'm show them. Don't worry about cussing that person out. Don't worry. Always try to take the high road as much as you can possible without being a doormat. I'm never telling anybody, just let anybody do anything to you. No. You know, stand up for yourself, of course. But, you know, besides being a doormat, just do the right thing. And you allow God to let them handle and take care of it, because that's their energy. Don't mess up your energy trying to show somebody something. You know, there was, there's so many stories that I see online about people getting revenge. Like this one young lady was killed not too long ago in a city or two cities down College Park because in front of her 4-year-old daughter, because the boyfriend and the new girlfriend, I don't know what happened, but it's just like, really? You had to get somebody back and take their life? And people are being reckless out here. These kids are not really thinking things through. They're just reacting on a whole lot of broken kids, a whole lot of, neglected children or mentally neglected, whatever the case may be, are out here making horrible, irrational decisions, just like they did when we were kids. There's a lot of, misfits running around that are doing really bad things. So to keep your karma clean and to get off them, to keep your karma clean, just to always do the right thing. And when you do the right thing will always come back to you. The right thing and the karma and situations, people, man, things will just happen. Like sometimes even when you lose stuff, you'll probably get it back. If you don't steal and you don't take things and you don't, 9 times out of 10, you'll get it back. Just because your karma set up like that. I can walk around feeling real good throughout life because my karma is clear. I don't have a slew of people that I've done wrong, behind me. I don't know who we were talking to. I think Percy, somebody asked me, Brittany, are you a heartbreaker? No. For the past, I haven't cheated on anybody since high school. Because all it took is one time for me to be cheated on. And I was like, oh, I don't want nobody to feel this type of pain. This hurts. So I don't have all this karma built up waiting on me. And it's not even just, your relationships. It's how you treat your people. It's how you just operate in life. I don't scam people. I don't take their money. I have honest business practices. I can sleep well at night because I know how I operate as a human being. And I challenge all of you all to continue to operate in that space and spirit because I know most of you all do. Don't worry about cussing out your coworker or trying to get them back or they trying to get you fired and all of this other stuff. Let God handle them because he's going to. You don't have to worry about setting nobody up and we're going to get him, girl. You don't got to worry about keying the car, breaking the window, because all it does is just bring more drama into your life. You want a drama-free life. So if that person was stupid enough to make those decisions and get out of pocket and get out of character, don't allow them to let you come down to that level. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth messing up your karmic energy for. God got it. Let him handle it. And you just continue to be a good person and live your life. And if you want to cut that person out, that's totally okay. It's okay to set boundaries. It's okay to be like, you're not allowed in my life no more. It's okay to love people from a distance. It's okay to be like, our relationship, I'm an adult now and the relationship with you is toxic and I don't want it. It's okay to put up walls and barriers and keep certain people out. There's nothing wrong with that, protecting yourself. But we don't need to do actions against other people. All right. So just to wrap it up, if you guys go ahead and load up the comments, if you guys have any comments, questions, or concerns before we get out this Friday. But it's all about perspective. It's all about how we see things in the world and how we choose to operate. Who you are, who you are and what you want is key to becoming your highest self. How can you be more of service to the world? Because service plus significance equals success. Always do the right thing. Be of excellence. Always treat people well. Always operate as your highest self, being the most thoughtful person you can be without being a doormat. And then doing the right thing will always take you to the right place. Even if it doesn't seem like it in the time, even if it pains you to be the bigger person, always go high. Because you'll just operate on a higher frequency. All right. Thank you, such a lady. Vernil says, you never know when you're entertaining angels. Hello. You never know when you're entertaining angels, so treat everyone the same because a homeless person could be your angel and you turn your back on never do. You turn your back, never do that. Ooh, hello, everyone. Thank you, Vernil. And I will say angels do come. Angels are very real. Angels are very real. And they don't look like angels with wings. They are random people that show up when you need them. And I've encountered, I think, two in my life, but one for sure. And they'll come when you need them the most. We got a couple minutes. So I'll tell this story really quick. For those of you who have to go to work, have a great, beautiful, blessed Friday. But me and my friend were coming back from South Padre during spring break in college, right? And I was rushing back because I had to get back to work. Being young, why would you do that to yourself, right? So I'm rushing back on this 6-hour drive and it's raining and we're in a rental truck. And I'm thinking, oh, because I'm in a truck, I'm okay. So we're going and we hydroplane off the highway. Thank God there wasn't a median. Thank God there wasn't anything that we hit. It was just like grass. So it was like a highway, us going this way, a big old chunk of grass in the middle and a highway coming the opposite way on the other side. So I'm driving, we hydroplane off the highway and we go straight into the grass. And all I see is this 18-wheeler coming towards us from the opposite way. And I'm just like, if we don't stop, we're done, right? So thankfully, because of the rain, the mud stops our track. So we stop in the middle. So I'm freaking out. My friend was asleep. So she's up. We're freaking out. She's freaking out a little bit. And I'm like, how in the heck are we going to get out of this? Then we got to wait for a tow truck. Like, what's going on? And I think this was before, I don't think phones were the same. So GPS and all of that was I don't know if it was technology was there yet. But out of nowhere, this random man comes, doesn't say a word. With his truck, he hooks our truck up. When I say he doesn't say a word, he doesn't introduce himself. He doesn't ask us our names. He just kind of, we're up here talking. He just kind of goes to work. So he hooks his truck up with our truck, pulls the truck out, and he leaves. He doesn't say, we're like, oh my gosh, thank you. He doesn't say anything. And you would never know. I think he was an Hispanic man. He was wearing like, I want to say like raggedy clothes. I don't even really remember what his face, I just remember his skin tone. And I just remember him being absolutely silent the entire, he doesn't say a word. He doesn't try to hustle up. He doesn't say, hey girls, what's going on? No. He's very just, he comes, does the thing and leaves. And me and her like, and we just go right about our day like nothing happened. And that instance was very eye-opening to me. And it happened a few times. I think it happened also in New York to me. Angels are very real. There are warriors on this planet to help us in our time of needs. Now, will they be there at every single turn? No. And I don't know why we were given an angel that day. I know we were saved because of the way that car was moving towards that oncoming traffic. I thought we were done. I thought we were over. But thankfully, thank you, God. But thankfully, we were spared. We were saved. And, you know, an angel stepped in and got us right back on track for whatever reason. I don't know. But there are angels in this world. There are people here on this planet to help you. They're not going to look how we've been told angels look. You know, they're not going to be an old woman. Maybe they will be. But they're definitely here. There's definitely spiritual help on this planet. There's definitely, God is all around us. God has his angels and people here to genuinely guide us and help us throughout life. So that's why we have to be kind to everybody. Could you imagine your assignment is to be an angel and you got somebody like, what if we would have cussed that man out? We would have been like, what you doing, sir? Why are you touching our, what if we would have had a stank energy aura and everything and could have definitely jacked up our blessings. That's why we have to be kind to all, because you just never know. And it's not even just because of that. Just be kind to be kind. Be kind because it's a good thing to do. It feels good when you're kind. It feels good when you smile at somebody and they smile back. It feels good to know that you've put a little bit more light in this crazy dark world that we live in. Okay, so I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Happy Friday. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Hallelujah. Blessings. Very emotional start the weekend and a new thought process. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you, Sheamber. You guys have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed weekend. And I will catch you guys on Monday. Bye, y'all.